Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. So anyway, my website, farrellonthebench.com, will be up and running on Thursday with picks for the Yankees game and the Dodger game. Yankees are playing at Nationals. Dodgers host the Giants, Cueto against Kershaw, Cole against Scherzer in the other game. And then Friday, it's a full slate, basically, except those four teams. They all play except those. And then Saturday and Sunday, everybody plays. So what's great about it is here's the deal. Just so I can explain to you how it's going to work. What I do is, and most people that are customers know what I do. I do baseball. I do hockey, NBA, college rack, college football, pro football. Am I leaving anything out, Mafia? I do UFC and boxing. So I do all those. At this point, that's what I do. Now, there's been some conversations about doing some other stuff, golf, tennis, soccer, Premier League, World Cup, things like this, Champions League. There's been some discussions of that. But here's the deal. I do the hardcore stuff. And what I'm going to do is, I'm going to give you baseball every day until they shut it down or they crown a champ. So I'll do it through the World Series if they'll have it. If they're going to have a postseason, let's go. I'm going to give you every game until the postseason. If there is a Stanley Cup champion crowned, I will take you from game one until the cup is hoisted. Every game, every day. NBA, they start playing next week. I'm going to give you every game, every night until a champion is crowned if they're able to get the season in. We put up bets that people like to bet on and that want to make money on. And everybody knows the deal with my site. It kicks ass and takes names. I got, 15 years of it, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood of success. And it's been successful because we're transparent. We tell it like it is. We show people what we do. We pick winners. We make people money. We lose bets, but we hit so many. Chicks dig us. That's all there is to it. Check out.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you. Because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Events, over the years I've done on everything. At one point we were doing like first five innings bets on baseball totals, you name it. But I, the thing that I've frankly done the best at, and Mafia knows it's true, is just picking money line winners in baseball. Who's gonna win the game? Who are you gonna bet on? Who's gonna win the game? That's the bet I like to make, and it is what it is. People say all the time, it's so easy to pick money lines. You still have to make the bet, right? So whatever float your boat. You can hate me all you want. You can, oh, this guy thinks he's great. Listen, I hit all kinds of dogs in baseball. I hit all kinds of dogs in every sport. I hit all kinds of bets everywhere. And that's all there is to it. And I don't just sit around going chalk and betting favorites and thinking I'm going to make people money because the odds suck. I always look for upsets. I always look for a chance to make a dog pay and, you know, make you a lot of money. But typically what I do in baseball is put up money lines. What I do in hockey is in, you know, we really do mafia in a little bit, you know, we pick money lines, but in the playoffs, we do a lot of goal lines too, right? We'll take the, lay the goal and a half or take the goal and a half, right? And then, you know, I may go back to that. And then in the NBA, I do money lines and spreads, right? That's what I do. I'm not a big fan of, this is just me. Now, I know there's a lot of other guys, and certainly at Sports Grid, there's a lot of guys that, and chicks that bet everything, right? They bet, totals, and they, you know, go around, I'm sure, selling the fact that they can, somehow hit totals, and that's great. And I'm sure there's, you know, everyone knows there's all kinds of good handicappers on the network that are really good at what they do. That's fine. I just know that, I've always explained it this way. And if people don't understand it, then go to bed. I really don't, like, I'm not, what do you want to argue with me about it? Here's the deal. I don't think you can pick the score of a game any more than you can pick the Powerball. Any more than you can tell me any number of any game or any number of anything. You know, who's going to pick the lottery ball? Who's going to get the, you know, the NBA or the NHL or whatever else? I'm not a fan of it. Tell me what the pick three is going to be, the pick four, the Super Bowl. Just, you know, I don't get into it. Like people telling me all the time, oh, here, the 37-17 in the NFL. Shut up. Just shut your face. Just stop. You have no Pharrelling idea what the score of a football game is going to be or a basketball game. Fly a kite. I mean, honestly, Mafia, is that about right? Like, is that, how can you sit there and argue with me that you're some kind of genius about, I don't care who you are. I really don't give a rat's ass who anyone is. Yeah, but, you know, predicting the scores of games, a tough way to make a living. I'll tell you that much. All these people, I made $1 million last year off of betting totals. Sure you did. Liar. You know, I've heard so many people just bragging about all the money they're making and millions of dollars. There's hundreds of thousands. They're all liars. They're just lying through their teeth. That's all there is to it. Mafia, am I making this stuff up?
No, you're not. I mean, everybody's going to have their own way that they have to handicap a game, and then, you know, whatever works for them. But for us, it's been, you know, the tried and true way of just staying to the basics. You know, some people like to get crazy with the props or with the, you know, like you said, MLB first five or totals or, you know, who's going to do what on what play. But, you know, sometimes the simplest way is the easiest and the best, and that works for you.
How does your, seriously, in all seriousness, how does your power boosting and, you know, odds boosting and, you know what I mean, all these props you do for like UFC, how do they go? I mean, I know the other night you hit, like, here's what I know. You hit 5 out of 6 fights, which is what I pay you to do. You're really good at picking winners. And then when you start doing all that other stuff, you suck. I mean, like I do trying to do totals or I do trying to do prop bets. Prop bets are a sucker's paradise.
Yeah, we've hit 9 out of 10 since they went to Abu Dhabi, straight up on the money line of who's going to win the fight. And then we try to get method of victory or total or how's it going to end. You know, that's when you get into the issues that we've gotten to. But straight up on the fights, we've been nailing them.
So what is the best way to make money is hitting the bet that you make on who's going to win the fight. Right? That's it. All this other stuff is candy ass, lollipop city. That's what it is. And everyone can talk, say whatever they want about me. That's fine. Because you know what I am? I'm a mother forever. I don't even care. Like, whatever. Start it up. Mafia knows I'll argue with you. I'll fight you. Whatever you want. What do you want? You want some? I'll give it to you. I'll give you something you'll never forget. He knows. Mafia knows I'm crazy. He doesn't even like it either. He's like, trust me. He's thinking right now, here we go again with this guy. But I will say this much. He is crazy. Like, Mafia knows I'm crazy, but I'm crazy smart when it comes to betting. I want to win the game. I want to win the bet. I want to make my money hitting winners. That's it. I don't need to do 5 million prop bets a week. Jesus, if I had to listen to every single person on every network in this country, on ESPN, on all of them, every one of them, betting networks, radio networks, television networks, cable networks. I mean, honestly, you know, blogs, online, you know, Twitter, social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. If I had to listen to every person that tried to tell me that they were, you know, racking 30 or 40 prop bets a week or every weekend. What'd you do this weekend? I hit 40 prop bets. Yeah. Caught a 400-pound marlin. I slept with two supermodels. I drank a case of Goldschlager. I drank a keg of Guinness over Mafia's house, and I smoked an ounce of the finest purple OG that money could buy. Then I stole a Ferrari. I got a yacht. I bought a yacht in Monaco. And I ate only in 5-star restaurants the whole week. I mean, like, I just can't even listen to all these liars. I can't even take it. Here's what I do. I pick games. I pick winners. Everybody knows it. Thousands of people have followed me over the years. Hundreds of thousands, millions, whatever you want to call it, on the site. Why do you think it works? Mafia knows why it works. Because I hit games. 7 times last year in the NFL season out of 17 weeks, 7 out of 17, 7 weeks documented, I hit over 70% of the bets. 7 times, not once. I'll do like porn movies with anyone that did it twice. You know what I mean? Where you hit 70% of your NFL bets with spreads. 70%. I did it not once, not twice, not 3 times, not 4 times. You're getting the hint, right? Let's just skip. 7 times. It'll never happen again. I won't even do it again. I'll be lucky if I do it 3 times. 70%. If I get 60, I run down the street naked. If I hit 70 plus, I had 79% 1 week in the NFL. I was like, I mean, I was Burt Reynolds, son, when he was in his 20s. Not at the end. I'm talking in the beginning when he was getting every piece of tail he met. The guy went to the bar to get a drink. He said, can I just get a fresh rum and coke? Can I just get a fresh drink? And he couldn't even leave the bar without 4 chicks. He just wanted to get a drink. He left with 4 women at the same time. That's rock star status, son. So, trust me, we're going to hit tons of games. When we come back, I want to say, now watch Mafia, we'll get the first 2 games wrong. When we come back, I want to talk bad about the Pitt athletic director. She doesn't want any betting on college sports ever again.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I know that somebody in the church said, yo, Pharrell, give soccer some love. You know, that really is funny. Glad you mentioned it, because Mafia, is there anyone that talks more soccer than me in America on the radio or TV? I mean, honestly, on both shows, especially on Coast to Coast, do we not cover literally, do I not have on regularly major soccer guests talking about everything from last place, the MLS, but the Premier League, the Bundesliga, La Liga, Serie A? Do I not talk more soccer than anyone you've ever heard in your life?
Listen, we've been talking soccer for years, long before it became fashionable. You were in on it, in on the EPL, in on the international tournaments, the UEFA Champions League. And now with everyone getting in on, jumping on the bandwagon, whether it be on Sports Grid or around the rest of the media, you know, they're keeping up with us. We were already doing it, and now you're just getting bigger with it.
Right. So anyone that questions whether I, you know, show soccer some love. Yeah, whatever, dude. Thanks. I love you. God bless you. Get him a freshie, Mafia. Pour him a cold one, because you're just missing the boat. I have talked soccer for years. And, you know, I don't like the betting on draws and, you know, the danger of betting the Premier League draws and stuff of this nature. I am willing to make bets on Premier League winners. And I'm willing to make bets on World Cup games for sure, Champions League, any big, gigantic soccer match in the world that's huge, whatever's going on big. If it's a big game, I'm willing to bet on it. But I'm not a guy that sits around betting on, and I can guarantee you, you'll never see me bet on Korean baseball. You'll never see me betting on Japanese baseball. You'll never see me betting on ping pong. I just don't. I don't really. I mean, it's funny. I've hit a bunch of NASCAR races on Coast to Coast live that paid heavy. The last one I hit was +650. So I'm good at that too. And I don't give a rat's ass at all for 1 second. Not 1 second do I care about betting on NASCAR. No thanks. Picking one driver out of 43, I might as well call my shrink right now. You know what I mean? Like, you either, you know, that's a dangerous way to make a living. And I know that people bet golf head to head. Have at it. I also don't like, you know, I'll go on the air and pick who I like in the majors. I'll go on the air and pick who I like every weekend in a tournament. But getting me to bet on that stuff is not my idea of being a smart person. I hear all these people constantly on our network, everywhere else. Everyone's just betting on everything. They'll bet on if the sun's coming out. You know, that's a surefire way to, in my opinion, you can quote me on this, lose everything and also lose your family, too, while you're at it. You know what I mean? You start betting on tennis every day and table tennis. I mean, your wife's going to be sleeping with somebody soon, and then she's going to leave you. That's what's going to happen. Where's your husband? He's home watching some Serbian tennis match. I don't know what's wrong with him, but let's take our clothes off. I mean, that's what's going to happen. Trust me. Mafia, do you like my advice hotline tonight with all the advice I'm giving people about the end of their marriages? Now, Mafia is about to get married, so I will only focus on the positives there. But the future is set in stone. I think a long life with Kristen. I think I'm thinking into your 90s. You're going to be like an old, you know, couple, you know, sitting on a bench, looking out over the water. Maybe you might even have a little fishing pole dipped in there, Mafia, for a little. You might be trying to catch a little flounder. You might be going after a little salmon or flounder. You might have a little. You might be going fishing just for the hell of it. But I see
like a boring life in my old age.
But I see a long life. I, you know, if you want, I'll also draw a 6-pack of Guinness in there.
That works for me.
6-pack on ice right there, right by the dock. As you're,
I ain't fishing out unless I'm drinking.
You know, out of the water. Or we could have you out there golfing with Kristen in your 80s, still, you know, hitting the links. You could both have little martinis going, little sunblock. We'd have it all going. But mostly,
that sounds good to me.
But if I do betting advice, as you know, I also have to be the harbinger of bad news, which is if you're betting on tennis and table tennis, if you're betting on wrestling, if you're actually betting on wrestling, you are going to lose your family. I'm glad I could help the community tonight, Mafia. You know I'm right. If you bet on that stuff, if you're betting on golf, like I hear these guys, even Cam will come on. I love Cam. Cam bets on if the air conditioner is going to work. The guy will bet on anything. The guy bets on everything. He's got more action going than he's got 50 horses going a day. Now, God bless him. You can have that. And I know, listen, my advice is not positive on the your longevity doing that. Am I wrong, Mafia? Like, is there anyone left that's like, you know, sees this for what it is? It's really smart. I'm like giving, here's some, you know, I'm down there at your boy Dean Witter. I'm giving out good financial advice right now here tonight. I'm like, I'm like the guy down there at Fisher Investments trying to rock a good deal for you. I'm not trying to take your money, son. I'm trying to save you money. Mafia knows it's true.
You got to find what you're good at and stick to it. You know, you can't get too wild with the betting in general. Like, I'm all about that too. You gotta find what you're good at and stick to it. Otherwise, it's an easy way to lose money real quick.
All right. So, well, you also don't want, like, Smitty just got that new condo, right? You got to make them condo payments. Can't miss that condo mortgage. You know what I mean? Can't miss your mortgage payment because you're betting on table tennis. All right. Can I talk bad about people now? Can you save at least the last half hour of the show, Mafia, for me talking bad about people?
Wait, we have in the first half hour?
I don't know. But I know this, that I cannot tell you how much this chick I don't like now. I had to find someone. Heather Like. She is the athletic director at Pitt. Of all places, Pitt. Anyway, I grew up in Pittsburgh, right? So I'm a huge supporter of the Steel City. And I've been to a million Pitt games. I saw Dan Marino play every game he ever played. Same thing. I've seen them all. The greats. Tony Dorsett, Hugh Green, all of them. Everyone. Aaron Donald even. But he's more recent. I'm talking legends. Anyway, I used to go. One of my dearest friends pitched at Pitt. Mr. Clister in Pittsburgh. God bless him. Greatest guy ever. He's a Pitt guy. And all I know is that this chick really upset me, Mafia. She really upset me. And I know I'm on in Pittsburgh, so I'm just being honest here. Can I just be honest? She literally has told she went on record as saying that she wants no betting on college sports at all. Ever. Did I not see this story? I did. I know I did. Anyway, I'm trying to find it. Here it is. Heather Likes asked members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to prohibit betting on college sports today. Oh, my God. Here we go again. Let's get the lawmakers to shut down sports betting that they just finally opened up the can of worms. She testified that presidents of the ACC unanimously opposed gambling on college sports over concerns of the well-being of the student body, the athletes, and potential threats to the integrity of competitions. We urge Congress to directly address gambling on intercollegiate athletics and prohibit it. In 2018, here is a news flash for you, Heather. I know how deeply ingrained you are in college athletics, and your wisdom is on a level only superseding your power. But the Supreme Court, Heather, which you'll never do anything with unless visit, okay, they struck down your plan, the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act of 1992, otherwise known as PASPA. It's like a trip to the gynecologist. What they got going there, the PASPA test. PASPA is no longer the federal statute that had restricted regulated sports betting to only Nevada. Since the ruling, legal sports books have opened in 18 states, and the District of Columbia, where all of those politicians that you're begging to ban college sports betting, they're all going to the window betting on the games that you don't want anyone to bet on, Heather. And I can guarantee you, 18 gonna be 50 before you can spit. Here's the deal. Do you really believe, Heather, with all of your influence and friends in the ACC, all the powerful people in the ACC are going to be able to now go to the Supreme Court who threw this law on its head and pile drove it into the mud? And now sports betting is absolutely running like rivers. It's the Colorado River. It's running like a river, Heather. It's gonna be like the Johnstown flood, Heather. Heather, they're not going to stop betting on college sports after they just allowed it. Finally, after all these years, what do you think? The Supreme Court, you going to call up Ruth Bader Ginsburg and tell her to reverse her decision? Good luck with that, Heather. I was watching Kawhi Leonard playing, and he got fouled and didn't get the call, and he was riding this ref all the way from the shot down to the other end. And while the other end, the whistle blew on a call, he still rode the ref. So don't tell me they don't care about these scrimmages, because they still want whistles. They still want calls. And I mean, that was pretty obvious when I just watched that, right? It just happened. By the way, I saw that allegedly Ziggy Wolf doesn't want the Timberwolves. So here's the deal. If Wolf wanted the team, believe me, his money would have won the bid. If he wanted the team and wanted to buy the Timberwolves, he would have won the bidding. He would have gotten the team. But now anything is possible with regards to who's going to end up with the team. If he sells it to Garnett, I mean, that'll be incredible if you ask me. And I said this before, it's simple. He's been stabbing him in the back. Garnett has been stabbing Taylor in the back for like two decades. And now all of a sudden he's going to olive branch him, and that guy's going to, Taylor's going to fall for that and be friends with him and sell him the team. I will say this, he gave him $180 million once. So if you're willing to give a guy $180 million, one guy, then you're probably willing to forgive him for sticking a knife in your back 100 times over 20 years and sell him your basketball team for, you know, whatever. You know, I know it's worth almost $2 billion now, and he bought it for some, like, joke number and turned it into that. So it's funny, he's never had success. The only success he ever had was when he had Garnett and Marbury playing for him. That was really it, right? Unless I'm imagining things. But allegedly, Wolf is out, and they're not in talks with them, allegedly. So if they could be playing you either way. Yesterday they were in, today they aren't. It's what you really want to believe. The Falcons planning to hold between 10 and 20,000 Mass fans at their home games at Mercedes this year. That's their plan. The Steelers signed Chase Claypool and Antoine Brooks. They got that done. Going back to the NCAA, President Mark Emmert said tonight, quote, inappropriate. He thinks it's inappropriate for schools to ask players to sign COVID waivers. So he doesn't think that that's a good idea to have players in college sign COVID waivers. You know, one of the, going back to the gambling story, there was, you know, a side to the story where they actually had Bill Miller from the American Gaming Association testify at the Senate as well about the billions of dollars that are wagered annually on college sports with offshore books and local bookies who are not licensed, who are not regulated in the U.S. He said, quote, we realize some stakeholders remain concerned about betting place on collegiate events based primarily on the presumption that unpaid amateur athletes are more at risk of being corrupted by those seeking to influence the outcome of sporting competitions. While that may indeed be the case, it's also perhaps the most compelling reason to apply strictly regulatory oversight, strict regulatory oversight. And that only comes from the legal market. Anyway, the majority of the reason they were meeting was about name, images, and likeness. The NIL debate for collegiate athletes. Sports betting was the focus of the second panel. Senator Blumenthal of Connecticut asked the AD at Pitt if players would be less tempted to be compromised in a match fixing or point shaving scandal if they were to receive compensation for playing. And the likes of the reality is you can't absolve people from financial temptation, but it may lessen it a bit. So anyway, all these people, it's so funny, they really are pathetic. These politicians, you are so greasy and slimy and pathetic. You're all a bunch of liars and thieves. They are so dirty. It is so funny. And then listening to and the corruption in politics and the illegalities in politics are absolutely the litany, the absolute litany of amounts of thousands of stories of corruption in politics. And we're going to take advice from these people about sports betting when the Supreme Court already allowed sports betting now to be legalized. Shut up. Just stop. And pay the athletes for their likeness and images. Just do it. Get to it already. Do something right. Here's another tidbit for you. The NCAA is also one of, it's literally, I mean, today at one point it was called, I think it was compared to a crime family in the mob. Right? Because the NCAA and the schools in it, and now I'm sure there are a lot of them that are, free of these types of allegations, and they've never been, if you will, caught doing anything wrong. So they have a unblemished, untarnished reputation, some of them. I'll give you that, right? Fair enough. There's been some that have, any way you look at it, gotten away with it. But I can tell you this much, the ones that haven't gotten away with it, they've already set the standard for the NCAA's corruption. I mean, there is more corruption in college sports right in their entire house, right in their own house. Listening to this guy Emmert or listening to these politicians is like literally sleeping with the devil. Okay, folks, know that I'm right. That's it. There's no arguing it. It's not going to take long. The NCAA, the list of, oh my God, the corruption in the NCAA, the absolute bloodbath that is the NCAA. It's a bloodbath. The corruption at the height, they are more corrupt, the NCAA, than the mafia. I mean, honest to God, like, let's just get real here for a second. It's so funny to me. That's like telling me that you're not a sinner, that you're perfect and you've never sinned. Shut up. It's so funny. The NCAA talking about, or the ACC, Athletic Director Pitt, talking about no sports betting, corruption. Oh my God. Look at your own house. Look at your own corruption. You guys are filthy. Your hands are so dirty. They're just, you reek. You got the DNA of corruption. I'm not even being fancy right now. I'm telling it like it is. Politics, politicians. Jesus, how many of them have been caught in their lies and stealing money and with their pants around their ankles with women that aren't their wives or men that aren't their husbands? How many of them? Hundreds of thousands of them. How many? I mean, when does it end? It's bad enough. It's going on right now in front of your very face, right on Pennsylvania Avenue. Take a good look. I mean, honest to God. No sports betting on college sports. Mafia, I have heard it all. I have, I I have heard it all. Mavi, what else?
Seriously, Scott, we're talking about in the break, though, that the ACC AD, you know, or the Pitt AD, talking about all the integrity. Let's look at the ACC. Duke right now has the whole scandal with your boy Zion getting sued. Allegedly, he got paid to go there. UNC had no one going to class for how many different years and how many different sports and got no penalty whatsoever. Louisville had stripper and coke parties and illegal recruiting. Miami just had one of their boosters get out of prison for money he gave players. Like, it's throughout the whole conference.
Nevin Shapiro.
But sports betting is going to ruin the integrity.
His middle name is Booster. Are you kidding me? Like, corruption in college sports. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard because of sports betting. you can't even do that to me at this hour. I'll be up all night laughing. I really will. How about this one? They're going to allow boxing and UFC in California. Meanwhile, no fall sports, no students. There'll be no students going to school in California in the fall, but they're going to have boxing and UFC events in California. You're not allowed to go to games. There's no fans at Charger Rams, Dodger Angel. If the Ducks and Kings were in the playoffs, there'd be no fans there either, but neither one went. Doesn't matter. Clippers, Lakers, they're in a bubble. So no fans at sporting events in California for at least a year. But you're going to allow boxing and UFC in there with as many people in California that are dying of COVID? Florida and California. Now, I love California. I wish I lived in California still because I lived there for a long time. But I want to go there right now about as much as I want to go to Syria. Or Florida for that. Florida even less. I want to go to Florida even less than I do California. Like I would no more go to either than fly backwards with a bandana over my eyes.
Right, at least California's governor's trying to stop things. Florida's just like, hey, open the doors. Let's see what happens.
A football oversight committee asked the NCAA board for a time on. They want more time. They need more time to decide on fall sports. So they're asking for more time to make a decision. I'm telling you, they are struggling mightily with the decision of whether or not to have college football. I can guarantee you that. We told you league-wide, you have to wear masks at NFL games now. If you go to an NFL game, if they allow you to go to an NFL stadium, like right now, no Mets or, you know, no Yankees, no Jets, no Giants. If you go to an NFL stadium, you're going to wear a mask. Right now, you can't even go to a Jet-Giant game if they had one. They wouldn't let you in. So which is it, masks or are we even allowed in the stadium? The NBA ends, I don't know if it's all relations with China, but they definitely ended a relationship with an academy in China. So that relationship is not going well. We told you this part owner of the WNBA Atlanta team with the Black Lives Matter, this Loeffler lady, she has doubled down on her claims that the Black Lives Matter movement is bad for the WNBA. And she won't give up. She's just doubling down. Vic Koning, the guy at West Virginia, the defensive coordinator of the Mountaineers, finally, weeks after being accused of mistreating players, fired at West Virginia. He's out. So we told you about
Kirk Ferentz. Davis still has a job. But Kirk Ferentz is still in charge at Iowa.
Yeah, you know, as long as they have a racist in charge, I mean, that'll be perfect for just keeping things afloat. You know, they need to keep the program afloat, so why not, you know, keep the racist in charge? Gervonta Davis against Leo Santa Cruz, Jermall and Jermell Charlo highlighting the PBC returns. They're going to get back to boxing, PBC and Showtime. Didn't you tell me I'm having a Steven Espinosa on Coast to Coast tomorrow?
Yes, we are. We're supposed to.
Very exciting. There you go. I was even going to show today on Coast to Coast. I didn't get around to it, but I was going to show the Padres roster and their schedule because we're going to be on in San Diego. So I want to follow the Padres this 60 gamer. I want to go off on them. and a poll I was going to run today. Americans are pessimistic about pro sports in the pandemic. Gee, you think? Justin Jefferson got his deal with the Vikings, $13 million and a $7 million signing bonus. When we come back, we'll talk to Morenci, getting ready for Sports Rage on events. All right, Perel on a bench. Sports Rage coming up with Morenci. Gabe, we were talking about this chick, the AD at Pitt, saying she went in front of the Senate today and tried to convince them to stop allowing betting on college sports. She's had enough. She said the ACC, they all want no betting on NCAA sports. You know, the Supreme Court did us a favor a couple years ago when they opened the floodgates. And I just don't believe they're going to flip that pancake and go back to no betting after they've already opened up the river. I mean, all the boats are already going out to sea. And Heather, the AD, likes Kites, whatever her name is. She's going to eat it. They're not flipping that sandwich.
Can you imagine with all the problems that are existing with universities right now, not just athletically, academically, all the problems that they have, foreign students, grants, everything else in between, that she's actually worried about this. I wonder if she was getting a piece of the action, if she would feel the same way, right? So she's you know, diametrically opposed to this, but she has no problem already exploiting athletes as it is right now. You know, we're seeing the leadership, Scotty, at all levels being exposed right now for the transparent, greedy, soulless people that they are.
Yeah, Heather Like is her name at Pitt. Do you think the, and I got about 30 seconds, that the NCAA is corrupt enough over the years? They're talking about athletes being corrupt and gambling influencing athletes.
Well, you know, it's bad when, listen, there's nothing more corrupt than a university system as a whole, all right? And you know it's bad when Mark Emmert, who's one of the biggest sleazeballs in America, says that he's against forcing kids to sign a waiver, a coronavirus waiver. You know it's bad when Mark Emmert thinks you've gone too far.
Right. All right, Morenci, have a great show. I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast right before 6 o'clock when Game Time Decisions come on. Mavi, a great job tonight. I'm Pharrell. I'll see you tomorrow, 4 p.m. on Coast to Coast. Don't forget, PharrellandEvents.com opens up tomorrow.